Panic Zone inside the farm. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Here are three big things you need to know right now for Monday, August 10th, 2020. Number three, 911 Portland. Again, the rioters not letting up more than 70 days straight. The battle for Portland has raged in the streets. Remember how Mayor Ted Wheeler blamed federal agents for the violence? Well, the federal agents are gone. The violent rioters are still there. Figure it out. Number two, the call to ride is loud to ignore tens of thousands of motorcycle enthusiasts, more specifically the Harley-Davidson crowd. They're filling up the streets of Sturgis, South Dakota. But some are saying no more. And number one, President Trump flips the narrative on the Democrats by signing a series of executive orders that he says American workers and middle-class households are desperate for. Puts the left in the position of trying to figure out just how to complain about extra unemployment benefits, a removal of interest and payments on student loans, an ending of evictions on people that have trouble with rent or mortgage payments. That's right. The president stepped up and took the thunder away from the Democrats. Now, what are they to do? The big change, he extended those federal unemployment benefits, not at $600 a week, but at $400 a week, all by executive order. Is it legal? Some question about that, but he's flipped the narrative on the Democrats completely, putting them in the unusual position of having to figure out, well, how do we fight back against this? How do you fight back against $400 a week in federal unemployment benefits? By the way, he says one quarter of which need to be paid by the states. And you've got governors of the states that have been issuing all these executive orders complaining about an executive order. But he was no longer going to wait on Saturday for the Democrats to do something. The last bill they put forward was like 2,000 pages. 2,000 pages. With hundreds of items that have absolutely nothing at all to do with the coronavirus or COVID-19, nothing at all. Not on that list at all. And he signed that series of executive orders to redirect money to American workers, extending and expanding the unemployment, helping out students, protecting those that are in rent distress and mortgage distress, all of it. Here's what the president had to say. It's bite number three. Hear this from the White House. Bite three.
First one is I'm providing a payroll tax holiday to Americans earning less than $100,000 per year. In a few moments, I will sign a directive instructing the Treasury Department to allow employers to defer payment of the employee portion of certain payroll taxes from September 1st. And we're actually going to be making that. We just got the word. We're just getting some word from a lot of people. We didn't think we'd have to do this because we thought the Democrats would be reasonable, but they've been not only unreasonable, they've been ridiculous. So we're going to make that August 1st, most likely. It'll be August 1st. We'll let you know the exact date, but we're looking like August 1st. So it'll be August 1st through the end of 2020. This will mean bigger paychecks for working families as we race to produce a vaccine and eradicate the China virus once and for all.
To eradicate the virus once and for all, how do you fight that? Obviously, that's going to be a hard pushback for the Democrats, a difficult thing for them. And as I mentioned here at the top, one of the other executive orders deals with people getting kicked out of their homes in the middle of a pandemic, unable to make the rent payment or the mortgage payment, stopping the evictions of middle-class families. The Democrats wanted to hold this out there and hold it up as if the president didn't want to do anything to help out middle-class families. He said, I'm not going to wait. He said, screw it. I'm not waiting for you guys to try to put together your wish list for the Green New Deal. We've got people that need help out there. So bite number four, moving to protect people from losing their homes in the middle of it all. Bite number four, go.
Second, I'm signing an executive order directing the Department of Housing and Urban Development, HHS and CDC, to make sure renters and homeowners can stay in their homes. So I'm protecting people from eviction.
Yes, this puts the Democrats on their heels, doesn't it? Nothing like flipping the narrative altogether. And the last one, of course, not the last, but the last in this series, extending the moratorium on student loan interest and payments. If you didn't realize this, several months ago, the president put an end to student loan payments for several months. He also put an interest rate mark of 0% on the loans that are out there. Nothing like helping out students if you can. And for so many students, The loans never change in value anyway. They make their payment month after month after month after month, and they never go down. They just sit there like a piece of furniture that you can never get rid of. Bite number five from the president trying to help students out. Bite number five. Go.
Fourth, I'm signing a directive providing relief to student loan borrowers. Earlier this year, we slashed student loan interest rates to zero. I don't know if people know that because the press doesn't ever report it, but maybe they're watching now. The press doesn't report a lot of good things that are good for the people and good for the country. Earlier this year, we slashed student loans interest rates to 0% and suspended student loan payments, and Congress extended that policy through September 30th. Today, I'm extending this policy through the end of the year, and we'll extend it further than that, most likely right after December 1st. So we look like we're going to be extending that. They're paying zero interest. And again, not their fault that their colleges are closed down, and not their fault that they're unable to get what they bargained for.
So there you have it, and the president laying that all out on Saturday. Not much room for the Democrats to fight back on a Saturday. Of course, they are complaining, Nancy Pelosi complaining loudly about President Trump's move with executive orders. She says it's the illusion of helping people out, an illusion. No, in fact, what the president did is, I agree with the Republican senator, it's unconstitutional slop, said Nancy Pelosi, alluding to a statement by Ben Sasse of Nebraska. There is a lot of question about whether an executive order can do all the things that he did. But he wasn't spending money. He was redirecting money. He was redirecting unused funds to take care of the unemployment, for example. Pelosi also said, while it has the illusion of saying we're going to have a moratorium on evictions, it says I'm going to ask the folks in charge to study if that's feasible. While he says he's going to do a payroll tax holiday, what he's doing is undermining Social Security and Medicare, which is weird because when Nancy Pelosi pushed a payroll tax holiday several years ago and asked about Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, she said there's no worry there, no concern whatsoever. And then she later added that Trump's orders don't give the money in enhanced benefits, but puts a complicated formula there, which will take a while, if at all, to accomplish, to put money in the pockets of the American people. What they don't like is he's trying to do something. Well, the Democrats try to block everything so that the president can have zero victories headed towards November. That's what it's about. It's all politics at this point. By the way, the president also signed an executive order to boost U.S. production of essential medicine. Now, it'll take a while. The revival of the domestic drug manufacturing market will not happen overnight, but it will happen. And the president signed an executive order to boost that idea, increasing essential medicines, medical equipment, and protective gear in the U.S., according to trade advisor Peter Navarro, trying to bring Made in America back to the United States in the form of medicine and PPE and everything else. Very important. 14 after on a Monday. It's the Steve Gruber Show in the No Panic Zone. Thank you for being here. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. Work with Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles with Stiles, Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, and together you'll develop a customized plan for your retirement. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Summer 2020 is going to be a hot one. Did you cuddle with your sweetie and then fall asleep under the blankets last night? We did, because we're using our well water to keep our home cool and dehumidified with a WellConnect GeoHybrid unit. And you don't have to chop and stack any wood for this winter, because the WellConnect unit can heat your home too. Finance with no money down and getting a 26% federal income tax credit for this year, all while using only your well water? Getting a WellConnect unit was a no-brainer. Made in Alpena, Michigan, call them today at 989-356-1000. 2113 to get a free home inspection and to find out all the details. Again, call them at 989-356-2113 and check out their website at wellconnectsaves.com. You'll be glad you did. Happy cuddling.
There's plenty to worry about these days. Your water shouldn't be one of them. You need Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system. I've had a Wolverine Water reverse osmosis system for years, and honestly, my family loves it. We don't fill our shopping cart with bottles of water, and we don't fill the trash with empty bottles. Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system gives you clean, fresh, and healthy alkaline water and gives you peace of mind. So why wait? Special offers are available now, and you can enjoy the best water of your life. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.